flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, lots to get to over the next 3 hours. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good here, Andy Bunker, as we're two days closer to the weekend, and obviously the Super Bowl weekend, which I still is going to be a great game, who, like, for some reason hasn't seemed like a Super Bowl because the NBA is, like, really trying to flex their little-ass muscles. They feel like they got bigger muscles than the NFL.
They don't have NFL muscles.
But they're flexing their little muscles with, as far as the trade deadline. We know today the deadline is at 3 o'clock, still waiting to see if the Hawks are going to do a big move. Kind of, I mean, we knew the big player that was going to be moved. We just didn't know he was going to go to the team that he's going, talking about Jimmy Bucket.
Yeah. In fact, we kind of thought he wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, because he said he said he didn't want to go there.
Yeah, and not only did he say that, he said he wouldn't sign a contract there, and he did that too.
Yeah.
So, well played, I suppose.
Well played. I mean,
got exactly what he wanted and a little pay bump.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Very, very interesting.
It is interesting.
It's interesting. Jimmy and Draymond.
Yeah.
You know, because Jimmy is the ultimate alpha.
Yeah.
The ultimate alpha.
Yeah. Draymond, too.
And so is Draymond. And so.
Meanwhile, Steph's the best player on the team, and he's just like, you guys got it.
Y'all have that.
You guys go ahead.
Y'all go ahead and fuss.
Just when the game's on the line, just give it to me, okay?
Yeah, and we'll go. Because that's what Jimmy is. Jimmy's a closer.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be fun to watch, whether it works or it doesn't. I mean, what does if it works mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Championship, is that what that means? They're not winning a
championship.
No, they're not doing that.
No.
You're going to need a lot more than that probably to supplement what all they've lost over the last handful of years. But, yeah, it'll be fun. Could be a soap opera. It is interesting now, too, when we start playing out these, like, trade scenarios of, like, where could this guy go? There's only a few big names left because, you know, obviously everybody's been traded so far this week. Kevin Durant hasn't. Neither has Bradley Beal. They're on the same team. So, good luck with that. But. And then you start thinking, well, he can't go there because he was teammates with him 4 years ago,
right,
and they hate each other.
Right, right.
It's such a weird era of the NBA where every big name player over the last 10 years has moved a bunch.
Yeah,
they've all been either free agency moves or they've been traded, and it's just like,
and most of the time the trade has been demanded outside of Luka.
The demanded trade to go play with another big name guy, and then that doesn't work out, and then you demand a trade to go play with another big name guy, or you're a free agent, and you go sign here, and it's like. There's never been more player movement in any league, really, than what you've seen in the NBA over the last decade. And I do wonder if, like, this is a blip on the radar and the new CBA with the aprons and all that kind of stuff will normalize things again and guys will be with teams longer if you're incentivized to be contract-wise, or if this is sort of just the new normal and it's just going to be like this. It feels like chaos.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's just like, wait a minute. Jimmy Butler's a Warrior now? Okay, right. He was with the Heat, and that was a good run. He also played with the Bulls. Remember that? That was fun when he was young and kind of an underdog.
Yeah.
There was a stint in Minnesota there in the middle. Then he was in Philadelphia also, and they chose Tobias Harris over him. This is like every player has their own 10-chapter story.
Right.
And it's like, I guess it's good. I don't know. I think it probably was better when guys were in one city for a really long time, and the city and the fan base really felt tied to him, and there was a bond
power,
and all that. But
player power move.
I know, man. It is. You know that. It is. You know what I mean? Like, you're right about that. I just feel like there's downsides to that.
Oh, I understand. I mean, obviously, whenever you are a fan of a team and you find a player and a franchise player, whatever, you expect Because when we were growing up, that's usually what happened. You would stay with the team for a long time and everything, like put roots down. And now it's just not like that anymore.
No, it's not.
And players are looking for the best situation for them because they're judged differently nowadays, I think. I think that,
that could be part of it, yeah.
I think that this whole new – this new media whatever you want to call it, with championships and the player's not great because he doesn't have a championship. That's this new era we live in.
Right.
I think it's pathetic as hell to do that.
It's pathetic to do that, but I also think it's kind of pathetic to.
But that's how. These players, they grew up in it, so they start believing it.
I know it's such a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Like the ecosystem has created the ecosystem or something like that, and it feeds on itself, which sucks. I don't know. The other thing, too, is, like, say you do that, you know? Jimmy Butler doesn't have a championship, right? Say they do win one this year in Golden State. Then everyone's just going to hate on him the way they did Kevin Durant.
Yep.
They're like, he's a championship chaser. That's all he did. Ring chasing.
Right.
All right, but you told him to. You told him his legacy was invalid if he didn't have one.
And then he
went and got one, and he told him his legacy's not good enough anyway because he did get one, but he didn't get the one the way you wanted him
to. That's why you're like, ain't no campers here. I'll just give him that right there.
Yeah, you can do that. You can throw that up. I just think if there were more people doing that, that'd probably be good. You know, more middle fingers thrown up to the, you know, I don't actually care what you think.
Right.
I'm just going to do what I want, which is whatever. I guess maybe this is what they're doing. Maybe it is what they want.
Yeah.
The Hawks played last night. Played against a team that made one of these moves, and boy, that paid off early. Damn, De'Aaron Fox is good.
He's good, man.
I feel like people forget sometimes just because Sacramento's such an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
They had that great run a couple years ago, but it hasn't really been like that since then. Dude's incredible.
I always forget he's a lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always forget
gets anywhere he wants on the court. Yeah, he's a great passer. So active in the passing lanes. He can score from anywhere. 24 last night and 13.
Yeah.
And it was a great basketball game. Spurs ended up winning 126-125.
Yeah, he's a damn good player, man. And I thought the Hawks played hard last night. I was so confused by the original matchup with DeAndre Hunter on Wimby. I was like, is that on purpose? but it was that was a little weird. Everything. Trey was outstanding last night, obviously.
I think he was outstanding in the second half.
Yeah, but
he had a tough first half.
But I think the biggest thing with them is that they were down and they kept battling back because they're down 20 points. You're like, oh, hell, here we go again. But they battled back and everything. And, Wimby makes one, missed the second one on purpose.
What a sneaky little Frenchman.
Yeah, but I did.
Nobody saw that coming.
I did not think that was a damn foul on Onyeka.
I thought it was clean also,
but yet he got the star call, goes up there, sinks the free throw, and then, like I said, missed the second one. They say 9 out of 10 losses? Damn. And yet, there's still people on the – I'm talking about the Hawks. They're still – I think still going to be busy today as far as trying to move some people. I don't think they're going to bring anything in significant that's going to boost his roster for right now. Obviously get picks and clear salary and all that other crap that they like to do. But it seems like they're going to make a move, especially with this whole bogus situation. I heard Abe say that because I saw the rumor yesterday about Cleveland and DeAndre Hunter, and if that's still a possibility – I wouldn't do it, but that's just me. I think DeAndre Hunter's found his niche, found his role here. He's under a controllable contract, so I wouldn't move him. But
it would depend what you're getting.
Yeah,
like if you're getting what's being reported, then no.
What's being reported?
Caris LeVert.
Who the hell is that? Oh, Caris LeVert.
And like Isaac Okoro.
Caris LeVert.
Yeah, I mean,
like he was good like 4 years ago.
Not really. He was all right.
He was all right. Like 4 years ago. Right?
He's like an okay sixth man in the right situation.
Yeah,
like DeAndre Hunter's a better sixth man than he is, which is what he is. I mean, unless you're getting some draft picks, like some real draft picks. I don't know what the point really of that is. But I do. I mean, I guess I would know what the point is. They'll probably do some accounting today.
You think so?
That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Because that's what it is. Like that's I mean, you know. It's not exciting.
Great.
It'd be cool if, you know, we were rooting for, you know, a basketball team.
Great.
And not an accounting firm. But they got to get under budget by, you know, deadline. So, all right.
Who's deadline?
Trade deadline. And then by the end of the season. So I have to pay, you know.
Okay.
They got to make sure the numbers look right.
So again, right.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not, you know.
It's not sexy.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
Not
they're
fun
not
to
fun.
Talk about.
And they're not fun. They just lost
a
nine.
Business.
They lost 9 of 10 damn games.
We're covering a business,
that's
basically.
Awful.
Yeah, it sucks.
9 of 10 games. It was good to see, you know, Wimby. I mean, because, I mean, we talked yesterday, is he an attraction? I mean, obviously, he's 7, whatever.
Yeah.
But do people go to games to see him?
I don't know. Maybe people that were in the building last night could tell us. What was the crowd like, you know, was it like a Laker-LeBron crowd?
Right.
Was it like, you know, like when D-Wade was with Miami, that kind of crowd? Or is it, yeah, I don't know. But he's certainly must-see TV for me. And it was fun last night to get them on TV because the game tipped off early, so everybody was still up. And I was like, hey, just watch the first little bit of this game and see if anyone stands out.
Right.
And they were all like, look, who's that? Who's that tall one?
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
like, yeah, look how weird that guy looks. Yeah, Isn't he weird?
Yeah.
Wait till they pass it to him and he dribbles. He can do that.
Yes.
He can, like, shoot all kinds of stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out the matchup because, I mean, I don't think that's something that he has to get more in his game. Okay, I got DeAndre Hunter. Why am I on the perimeter?
Yeah, go eat.
Why am I on the perimeter right now?
Because you could just turn around and shoot over that guy from 10 feet all night long.
Let me get down here and do some work on this guy and everything. So, yeah, that'll come with growth and everything like that. Like, he ain't going to get no bigger for the people who think that he needs to bulk up.
No, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to get bigger.
He can get smarter.
He can get smarter and all
maybe
those
tougher, stronger, whatever. But, yeah. I mean, he'll get stronger just as he gets in his early 20s and mid 20s and all that, but yeah, he's a perimeter player who will catch a lob every once in a while. Who happens to be 7'5".
Who don't jump for lobs.
But dude, he can shoot though. Yeah. Like he was 2 of 5 from 3 last night. But he had 24 points, 12 rebounds. He only had one block, which is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I know he has a block in like 85 straight games or something like that. It's one of the long records in NBA history. But it's like, if you're that tall, give me a couple more blocks. You know what I mean? One block. You're 7'8".
Yeah, because that's on the perimeter. He's
out there
guarding people too.
Go in there and get a block.
Yeah, he's out there guarding people also.
And Yeka's arms are like this long.
Yeah.
Go in there and get a block.
Yeah.
But just put your arms up. You're going to block a couple of his shots.
But yeah, going back to the trade deadline, like, you know, there were certain names like Brandon Ingram was rumored to hear he's in Toronto. Which
what are they doing?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense because I can't see him resigning there.
I mean, I guess they're trying to do the Pascal Siakam of like, all right, we're going to take a gamble and make you like it.
Yeah.
You're going to come up here, right, and we're going to show off Toronto, and you're going to love it and whatever. I don't know.
I mean, Toronto's an awesome city.
Yeah. And maybe he does. Maybe, but I didn't see him go in there.
Yeah, I can't see him staying there.
Yeah,
they,
a weird
obviously,
thing.
You know, Alonzo Ball got you, like, he resigned. That was so weird that he resigned with Chicago. Gave him a 2-year extension and things.
What are they doing?
What are they going to do?
They just traded Zach LaVine.
I mean, that was crazy.
And then signed Lonzo Ball to an extension.
Yeah. And then the Lakers.
All right.
Okay, we talked about the Nico and Rob, and Rob's like, you don't need all that stuff. And so he takes that first round pick and go get in the center of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this kid and from Charlotte, who was a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Biggest thing, he just don't play a lot.
Right.
You know, because he's hurt. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's healthy. He's a damn beast.
And in that trade, Cam Reddish fulfilled his destiny of becoming a Charlotte Hornet.
Yes.
He was born to be one, and now he is.
Damn. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some guys are just destined to be Washington. Like, Jordan Poole was born to be a Washington Wizard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cam Reddish was born to be a Hornet.
Yeah. And now he gets to be one. You look at, I mean, the Lakers are.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They all right now. You know, when you look at that form, because that's all they need a big. He's young. Mm-hmm. He's younger than Dalton Kincaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Dalton Kincaid's like 25.
Yeah, I know. That's what they say. He's like 2 years younger yeah. already. Then they move him on his rookie deal. I know they liked him, but you needed a center, and they went and got a young guy who's going to be there.
Mark
for
Williams
long time.
Is a
he's
monster.
He's a good player.
It's just a matter of developing him and turning him into like a real basketball player. But physically, that dude's an absolute beast.
I didn't realize he was 7 footer, too.
Yeah.
7 footer.
Yeah, big, it was like a brick house.
Averaging 16 to 10?
Yeah. Wow. No, that was a nice trade. That's going to be one of those ones we look back on in 5 years. Like, damn, Lakers.
Yeah.
They did it again.
Yep.
They got Luka and then retooled around him, and they damn did it again, like they always do. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick the show off on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast, PADLYBuys.com. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.